What's going on, Bromeister? It's your boy, Jerry, the TR Expert Washington. I'm here in the basement of General Fitness Company Studio recording episode number 56 of the TR Expert Talks. And then today, we're going to be talking about diet and exercise. Yeah, we're going to keep it basic today. You know, sometimes we overlap, but you know what? This is a fitness podcast after all, so you're going to expect to hear a couple of topics, maybe in a little bit different manner, maybe a little bit different context, you know, but the goal is to try to help you understand a little bit more about fitness and help you to make some good decisions, not only in the gym, but outside the gym, because, and you know, live that good life, because that's what it's all about, living that good life. It's not about just being in great shape. It's not about having a bunch of dollars in your bank account. It's not about having a bunch of friends or special friends. It's not all about that. You know, it's all about the combination of all those things, and the way you can make that happen for yourself is by making good decisions and practicing those good decisions on a consistent basis. You know what one good decision could be right now that you can work on is giving this podcast a rating or review on iTunes. That'd be so thoughtful of you. You know, and it would mean the world to me, because at the end of the day, I create these podcast episodes for you and for other people to help set up that framework for them to make those good decisions, not only in the gym, but outside the gym as well. And I really hope that we can help this world one podcast listener at a time. So you can help make that happen by just leaving a rating or review, whether it's a rating of 1 or 5. That helps us get a little bit more recognition so that people can hear us and maybe people can talk about us just a little bit more. So anyways, without further ado, let's go ahead and get into this episode. Episode number 56. Keeping it simple, diet and exercise. Lego! All right, so yeah, we're talking about diet and exercise, but we're not just talking about diets and specific exercise. We're going to be talking about, like, today we're going to be talking about how you can actually implement this diet and exercise routine into your life so it's something that just happens for you. So first of all, I want to talk about this, because a lot of people think that when you get to dieting and exercise, or you get to that, you make that decision that, hey, I'm tired of where I am right now, they think it's a temporary decision. And it's nothing in the world that is going to be permanent. It starts off by doing something temporary. It's just not going to happen. You have to go in there with that commitment that, hey, this is going to be a change. This is what's going to happen in my life now. And this is not going to, you know, you can't go at it with a quick fix attitude. So, yeah, I'm talking about like those shakes and those pills and those cleanses, all that mess that people are like just thinking that it's going to help them get to that next level and maintain, because that stuff just it may work for a little bit and it might make you feel happy short term, but it's just not maintainable. You know, it's just not something that you can stick with and expect to just do for the rest of your life. Are you going to do cleanses for the rest of your life? Hopefully not, because I don't think those are good for you after a while. I know you're not going to be taking like these shakes when you're like 90. You know, you're probably going to be needing a whole bunch of other things. And I'm sure you're not going to be doing pills, because, you know, again, when you're 90, you're probably going to be taking like 50 other pills. So you're not going to be wanting to take these daggone weight loss pills or whatnot. So let's talk about some real actions that you can take to getting this diet and exercise thing down. You know, you think about your life. It's like a marathon. So you can't go around running it like a sprint. So you got to think about, where do you start? Because you got to start in a good position, right? So you first start off by dieting. You got to first start off by realizing that dieting will just get you nowhere. It's not dieting that in this aspect that, like, I'm going to do this new diet until I get to my goal weight, and then I'm going to just eat like, I almost said it. Sorry, Mom. You're not going to eat like crap. Sometimes I slip up, but if I catch myself, I catch myself. Yeah. But anyway, so you got to think about like adjusting your diet. And I'm not saying like, look, like I said, we're starting this off. We're not going into anything drastic. We're not doing anything crazy. We're trying to start off with something that's maintainable. So if you can just like not necessarily completely cut all those foods out that you know aren't good for you, like, you know, your sodas and your ice creams and your potato chips. Obviously, instead of just like cutting them out and being all like brr, all sad, maybe just instead of completely eliminating it, just don't eat it as much. Maybe instead of like drinking sodas 3 to 4 times a week, maybe just do it 1 or 2. You know, like just limit yourself. Have some self-control, and that's where you start. It's having some self-control, knowing where you are, knowing what you're doing, and having an actual starting point where you can say, all right, this is what I'm doing right now. I am at 180 pounds or whatnot. I want to be 168, or, you know, I'm drinking 5 sodas a week. I want to drink 2 sodas a week. You just got to start where you are. Just know where you are. Don't judge where you are. You know, just it is what it is. Know that you want to change, but don't judge where you are. Just know where you are and know where you want to be. That's where you start. And you can't get from one point to another without knowing where the heck you're starting. So kind of along those lines, you got to know what you want. You're going to be one of those people that I would consider serious about your goals. And if you're serious about your goals, one important thing that you should be doing is tracking them. So if you have something like there's a lot of apps that you can have for like writing down your food. I think that's really important because they, as I say, diet is like 80% of the whole weight loss thing. And if you can track what the heck you're doing, if you know on a consistent basis, all right, I ate this many calories, I had this much protein, had this much carbs, and I'm doing okay. You know, it's like if you're committed, then you're actually gonna take those steps to track where you are. Otherwise, you're just kind of like dreaming and like you're hoping and you know, like you're taking sporadic action and you're going to get sporadic results. Essentially is how it goes down. If you're not serious, then you're not going to get serious results, and that's essentially how it goes. So if you are serious and you got to come up with a game plan, as I was saying a couple minutes ago, you know, it's good to cut down those sugars and those ice creams and, you know, those other things, those super salty foods that you shouldn't be eating. But if you don't have an actual game plan to eat those fewer sugars, you know, like game plan meaning I'm going to not eat this and instead I'm going to eat this, because you can't just not eat food and be like, oh, I'm going to diet and just not eat food. Yes, you will lose weight. Not going to lie about that, but you probably won't lose it the way you want to. So keep in mind where you want to go and map it out where you want to go from there. One thing that's super important that most people don't even realize is that sugars are in almost everything that tastes good. So like low-fat yogurt, low-fat yogurt tastes so good. And the reason why it tastes so good is because I actually read this the other day. It's 47 grams of sugar. 47 grams of sugar in a serving of yogurt. Do you know how many grams of sugar 47 grams is? That's like a whole, like, handful, like, literally, if you had a handful of sugar, that is like 47 grams of sugar, like a handful of sugar. Imagine that, just dumping that. Anything's gonna taste good if you put 47 grams of sugar in it. That's crazy. So that's something I just want you to think about. It's like, know what you're doing. Not only know what's going on, know where you are, but know what you're doing. Know that like, okay, I'm going to eat this low fat, or I'm going to eat this low carb, or I'm going to like eat properly. Know what you're doing, you know? So read your labels and maybe talk to somebody. That's always important. Talk to somebody that's a dietitian that can give you some ideas, or at least just do some research on Google. Investing yourself is something super important. You know, investing yourself, it's not only time, but sometimes it is money. You know, there's a difference between eating Spam and eating tuna fish. You know, Spam is a little less expensive from the can, but tuna will help you live a little bit longer because you're not eating fake meat. Because Spam is literally like, what is Spam? I think Spam is like special ham, or I don't remember what it stands for, but it's not good food. It's not something you want to be eating on a consistent basis. So yeah, consider that. It's just like invest in yourself, you know, because eating healthy is not, unfortunately, it's not the most inexpensive thing, but it's definitely cheaper than spending a lot of your time in the ER or paying for pills and medications because you weren't eating properly when you had the opportunity to eat properly. So just think about that. You know, you can definitely help yourself out by doing the things, by doing what you're supposed to do right now. Because, you know, as they say, doing the right thing is always the right thing. So I have you consider that, yeah, you know, like any investment, you know, you're not going to see results right away. But That is to be expected. And you just have to just temper your expectations and really just think about incremental progress. So, you know, after a week, you actually end up feeling better than you were doing beforehand. So it's a good deal. You know, it's like it helps that we have that going on, because I don't know how many people would actually stick with working out if not only you didn't get results right away, and not only did you not see yourself lifting heavier weights right away, but you also didn't feel good. Because, you know, it hurts when you first start working out. You're all sore and it's just like, brr. So yeah, you feel the fact that you feel good after a week or so is something that is definitely an incentive to get you going. So the punchline here, and the real world life lesson here, is that, you know, you got to remember that you're on a mission. You know, the life itself is a mission. Now, we don't know exactly what that mission is, but it's a lifelong mission to at least stay healthy, because your goal is to make that life last as long as possible so you can have as much impact as possible. So keep at it. If you're really trying to do something in your life that's gonna last, you have to think about the long term. And you have to think about not using those gimmicks, not using those little products and all that stuff that's full of smoke and mirrors that, you know, that's sold by hucksters. That are gonna make you feel like good for a little bit, and then you pretty much have to only use that to get to normal, you know? So we don't want that, and I don't want you to do that in your everyday life. So just think about when you're setting any kind of goal in your life, or any endeavor that you're trying to take on, just think about incremental steps and knowing where you are so you can know where you wanna be. And that's it, pretty much. At the end of the day, the best way to get to where you want to be in terms of having the body you want is to do the tried and true thing. Eat right and exercise. So let's go ahead and get into that PS here, aka postscript, aka conclusion, because I want to help you get started on those making those lifelong changes that'll make you live that good life. So checking in. So let's stay tuned here, because I'll be right back. You know, it's always good to have those different perspectives and try to get you to think about exercise and diet in just different ways. So I try to give it to you in different angles and whatnot. But one thing I forgot to mention, that one almost guaranteed way to reach your fitness goals is to have an accountability partner. You know, recruiting someone that can help you. Someone that can help you with your fitness. You know, is really beneficial. And remember, when you're getting someone to help you with your fitness, you're not just paying for someone to just tell you what to do or count out your reps, and or even have someone like have you buy overpriced food. It's not what it's all about. It's investing in yourself, because you are investing in making yourself the best that you can be. Because at the end of the day, investing in yourself is the best investment that you can ever make. And that's all it is. And so I want to help you invest in yourself today. In fact, keep good company today. If you remember that phrase, keep good company today, that will grant you free admission into any one of my boot camps or yoga classes. Yeah, see, we talk about my yoga class. That is the Jerry Yoga Stretch. It's not exactly yoga. It's not that frou-frou. Turn your heart to the sun and open up your heart space. No, it's not that. It's everything I've learned from teaching boot camps, of course, from other greats, as well as my All-American track stretch and my World Championship powerlifting stretch, as well as a couple things that I learned when I was on American Ninja Warrior from my fellow ninjas. So yeah, it's a pretty comprehensive stretch. It covers the gambit. Pretty much every stretch you can think of is going to be in that yoga class. But in the beginning, before we start that yoga, because that's actually the second half of the class, we have a boot camp class. And our boot camp classes are also on Wednesday and Friday mornings at 6 a.m. All these boot camp classes, Wednesday and Friday morning at 6 a.m., as well as my yoga class, which is on Saturday mornings at 8 a.m., for all you sleepyheads, those are located in Bala Cynwyd at the Cynwyd Heritage Trail, specifically at the Bar Muff Trailhead at the corner of Levering Mill and Belmont. So yeah, if you remember that phrase, keep good company today, that will grant you free admission. That is worth $15. It is $15 if you show up and pay the day of, but if you don't, if you don't want to pay, remember that phrase, keep good company today. But anyways, I'd love to see you out there, and I hope you remember that phrase. We're having a good time. The people that started in May are really getting some progress with their movements. They're getting a lot stronger. They're getting a lot more endurance. And I'd hate to have you join them when they're all like beastly and they are running circles around everybody. So hurry up and get out there before it's too late, before everybody's in super phenomenal shape. You're only hurting yourself by waiting. And at the end of the day, we're not here to hurt you, and you're not here to hurt yourself. We're here to help you, and you're here to help yourself get even better than you were the day before. So we want to see you do that. So check us out every Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. All right, so that does it for my day. We'll check back in tomorrow. I really appreciate you listening. And as always, keep good company.